Welcome, everybody, to the Plastic People Podcast. I am Greg, joined along with Zach, and this has been a long time in the making, as seems every podcast we do is. Long time in the making, and most of that time is us doing nothing until the very last minute, and then suddenly there's a new episode on the podcast feed.
So it's a combination of wrestling, depression, technical difficulties, and numerous other things.
Being busy is very annoying, and... It's funnier though when like we get together and we're like, I kind of want to play Left 4 Dead instead though. It's like, well, I'm not gonna say no to that. I mean, because we hardly ever get to play video games together. So I'm like, well, sure, you know. It's content. Still content. Right. So we're still doing something. We're not being useless. I mean, like I said, most of our endeavors are pretty much the Twitch stream. And what goes on YouTube, on the YouTube channel. So at least you get that content. But I'm sure a lot of you like enjoy listening to us bullshit about action figures and X-Men and all that.
So yeah, we try to bring us back. We're more consistent than Drunk in Your House or...
That's it.
Shell Talk. Shell Pod?
That's
right. That's what I'm just saying. He's retired.
He's retired from podcasting. Even though he's still
God damn it. Right.
Love it. So, yes, action figures.
Speaking of wrestling, so Vince McMahon.
Oh, God. let's not bring up setting. This is a show.
A family show, God damn it.
This is a show about action figures and collecting and bringing happy memories. And I'm sure people listen to us because they love our nice, velvety voice and we're relaxing. I don't think they want to hear anything distressing like that shit. But there are wrestling figures on my list. We haven't done one in forever. I'm sure Zach has a fuck ton of stuff to get into.
I thought you were going to say, Vince McMahon is one of the wrestling figures that I have.
You said that. So you said that, and I had to look at the paper to make sure he wasn't, even though I should have clearly known he wasn't. But I got nervous there. Yeah, so go ahead.
This is our dumb bullshit podcast.
How much do you got on your plate here?
Quite a bit. But I'm not gonna do everything.
Everything, okay.
Because some things aren't very. I don't remember because we do these so sporadically sometimes.
I had to start writing them down actually.
God damn it!
As soon as I buy something, I write it down just in case because I don't want to forget. Lord knows I will, but in that case I'll get mine out of the way because mine's not too crazy deep. But there's some stories I could tell at least behind getting the figures. Like of course, this is around Christmas time. My brother got me a Ringside Collectibles exclusive Tony Schiavone.
Oh snap!
Pretty cool. Now I gotta get JR and Taz because I'm committed now.
And Excalibur, bro.
Oh, yeah, him too, yeah. But the only thing I don't like is the glasses. They look like the Dudley Boys' thick 3D framed glasses. They don't, like, they look just off. Like, they look almost like goggles.
They're not... Right. But, AW's got a thing with facial features.
Yeah.
And accessories.
And you need them because, like, who thinks of JR without glasses, you know? Like,
right.
He's always had the glasses.
So they're you can probably find them on eBay, but there's metal ones. They're like little metal ones.
Yeah,
glasses for 12-inch or 7/6-inch figures, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to try those.
I might.
I can see if I can find you a link.
Yeah, shoot that to me. You know, speaking of eBay links to accessories, I thought about the time you were telling us about. The dicks? Yes.
The dicks? The dicks. The realistic dicks. And some of them come with pubic hair. I'm pretty sure that's still a thing because I sent you the link and I think the link still works.
For those who don't, fucking weird. But I remember the episode got more traffic because of it. Zach. Told me that he found. I'm trying to remember how you even found it, but like you were.
I don't remember.
That has something to do with Nosferatu.
Maybe. I don't remember.
So it was like so someone 3D printed dicks that you could put on those action figures that like have the skin tone pelvic region. So
yeah.
You could have this character all dressed up and throw a dick on it. But of course they won't, you wouldn't know because they're wearing clothes. But like
it's a bulge. Right.
To me, it's that would be the best prank for a friend if you were to give them a figure that's that detailed and you put a dick on it and to see how long before they notice like that there's a dick on it. You just imagine if they never know? Like it's been on their shelf for years and they never thought something was up when they touched the front?
Well, obviously, it's you know, they're not wearing gray sweatpants, so they can't, they can't see it.
Can't see the hog, you know?
Right.
Oh,
the hog's in the garage.
But
I thought you were going to buy one for Donald because you bought him that one thing.
I think so. I think he was one
of those. It was an ROH figure or whatever. Yeah.
But along with Tony Schiavone, I got DDP, the WCW one, and he's in the box. It's the one with the squeezable legs where he can do the diamond cutter pose. And
nice.
It's charming, and I love it. Like, I love those WCW Toy Biz figures. They're just very charming.
Mm-hmm. They good.
Around that time, too, was...
I mean, not really, but they good.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I guess, like, compared to today's figures, they're very limited, but like it's the 90s charm. Like you like it, you know.
Right. Like, well, it's an action figure.
Yeah.
They have action features. It's not just articulation.
Yeah, you know. He can do the diamond cutter. So around that Christmas time there was the clearance section. And I found they took a Tarantulas and an Alita One, the Transformers, and put them together. For like $18, and there are two separate figures, but they were like packed together with like some kind of packaging and plastic that I feel like Walmart did themselves. So that was probably cool because I like Tarantulas from Beast Wars and Alita One. I mean, it's Optimus Prime's girlfriend. You gotta get it. You gotta get Alita One. And I think RC was getting lonely. The amount of, all that sausage fest with the Transformers, and then there's just RC. Well, I think I got Black Arachne up there, but she's in the bad guy section, I think. So she herself is having the same issue. She needs a female companionship. But yeah, I got those guys. I think another clearance thing I found was the Boba Fett. When he's in the desert and like he's bald and shit.
Oh,
yeah, that one. Was like, I think it was like $8 at clearance. I was like, well, hell yeah, you know, like let me go ahead and grab that shit.
Give it to me.
Give it, you know, another Boba Fett to the collection, to the already like large Boba Fett collection. Then there was like a Cad Bane pop vinyl like I was able to get. You got me that Ahsoka. Which is a pretty cool figure. I remember you you pointed out that like it's a little bit of a kit bash, but I remember thinking I was like, you know,
yeah,
I just need an Ahsoka.
I took the Rebels, I took the Clone Wars body with the blue bodysuit thing that she wears at the end of season 7.
Yeah,
and then I took the Rebels head, and then I popped the Clone Wars head on the Rebels body. And then you got the blue lightsabers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was a box? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I gave you a box. I mean,
she was
certain figures it. Now. Right. Okay. But certain figures now, I'm just like, I'm just going to rip them open and throw away the packaging because I don't care.
Same. I don't have the room for the boxes. I just don't.
And
I'm to the point where like I don't want to sell anything of mine anymore, so like no. So even further reason to not sell the figures because I don't got the box. I think I mentioned this last episode, but you got me that little 3D print of Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil 4.
Oh, I printed that for you. Yeah,
that was awesome. I got him in my hand right now. I want to get him painted. I just gotta find somebody who's good at that. Cause like I know if I try he'll look all kinds of weird, so The only thing was, like, I had to put them up on a shelf because Gus kept finding it on the ground somehow. For some, like, maybe a cat would knock it over. And Gus kept running off to the base. So, like, I had to take it. Thankfully, he didn't chew it up. But, oh, God, there was Leon. No, don't fall in there. Okay. He fell off my shelf, bounced on the cat box lid, and he was dangerously close to falling. It was
the cat box fake.
His cat litter doom, you know. Thankfully we saved his ass. That was close. God. So.
That cat box seems to be a black hole of misery for you.
Oh my God. I'm gonna go to scoop the box. I see like a figure's been in there for a while. Like he's like caked in, like piss and like cat litter. I'm like, no. I like RC's fallen in there. What the fuck's her name for Borderlands? Tiny Tina's fallen in there. John Moxley has exploded in there. Like his whole torso broke off, and he was just sliced in half somehow. So I don't know what it is.
Darth Maul.
I don't know what it is about this litter box, but it needs to be stopped. Oh my God.
When I found that video and sent it to you.
Oh, the Megadeth.
Oh my God. Well, that and then the other one, but yeah, just dude, every time. I'm sorry, but it's comedy gold. I know you hate it, but I.
Just one of the
reasons why. It cheers me up every time and gives me fucking giggle fits the whole goddamn time.
Oh, a big reason why. No more drinking, and I'm so glad. Because I'm just glad that it gives you some joy. Because Jesus, it's bad.
Like, I went through the process of finding out how to download it. So I have it on my phone for all eternity, so anytime that I'm like super shitty, just watch that and laugh my ass off. I was like, I know that guy.
I was like, yeah, that's my buddy. I just imagine, again, a few years down the road, I make it, and all of a sudden that video surfaces. I don't think it'll get me canceled, but it could definitely give me some judgy looks. And it's probably some laughs like Zach, because Zach's in a giggle fit. Just think about it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, carry on.
On my wrestling travels, while I was up in Michigan, I was able to find this little toy store in Cadillac. It was so cool. I found out there's a comic and game store there, too, which I got to definitely look up next time I go back there. But I was able to get like an Ironhide figure from the 80s movie, which is pretty cool. And then... Nice. When I was down in St. Louis area for a show, this guy was selling a bunch of WWE elites. And I'm thinking, cool. I'll think about it. And he goes, yeah, I can't get rid of them, so I'm just selling them for 15 a piece. I'm like, fuck! All right, here you go. So I got Brother Love. Because, like, $15 for Brother Love, I'm like, absolutely. Because, like, I'm sure, like, somebody's selling them for 25, 20. So I'm like, I'll take it. Take that shit off your hands. And then...
Right.
I ordered a case of Figures Toy Company wrestling figures, and I think you've seen them before.
Is it the Magnum TA and what the fuck is his name?
It's the people that
Lufez.
Make... No, not those ones. Those are good though. It's the people that make the Kiss the Kiss figures. If you remember.
Oh, Access. Yeah.
Here, I'll send you. I don't think so. I'll send you a link to it. But they had a case of wrestling figures for $200. So I had the idea. I was like, all right, cool. I'll sell them, you know, like at shows.
Right.
And
right.
I got the case, and I ended up keeping, who did I keep? I ended up keeping Roppongi Vice, which was Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero. Because I thought, like,
right.
So the thing about these figures is, their head sculpts are horrid. They're terrible. They look nothing like the guy. But their clothing goods are very good.
Yeah.
Very. Like Rocky's coat is awesome. Beretta's coat's awesome. Like, he comes with a bandana. A lot of cloth goods on these figures, and I think that's their strong suit is the cloth goods. So
is it the Mego type ones from, like, ROH? Or
yeah, kind of like... Yeah, kind of like those. Like, they're the same people that made the Ring of Honor figures.
Okay.
What
okay.
is?
What I know. Is, I have an idea.
I'm trying to set. I'm trying to send you a link. I guess over Discord I can do it. But there we go. I just sent it. That's what the figures look like. They again, varying quality.
Right.
Some of them look great, and then others, like I think the blue mini looks awesome. The new Jack is funny looking.
Right. So you got this free shipping one? Is that what you got? The set of loose.
Yeah, one of the not the loose ones, but I got a set of boxed ones. But not the Legends one either. They're just like a series of Rising Stars. But yeah, those figures, like, some of them are good looking, and then others not so much. In fact,
they got a lot of Jim Cornette's.
Yeah, they got a lot of Cornette's. I think they sold. I think they sold a bunch of him, so they are. They made more. He was very popular. They sold out of their Kenny Omega and their AJ Styles ones. So, like, I know those ones are a little more wanted and such.
But, Sandman, that's cool.
Yeah, they got a lot of ECW ones. So, like, it's cool to see some ECW figures nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But that would,
Mikey Whipwreck, bloody variant.
I got him signed. Not the bloody one, but I got him from Mikey himself, and he left a nice message for me on there, on the autograph.
Nice.
But that
Alex Wright. That would conclude, Vince Russo.
That conclude my figures.
And Jerry Lynn.
Jerry Lynn.
Sorry, now you got me looking at.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, I like this. Which you gotta come over. Still, we still need to give you your figures.
Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Hey, they got the Kiss Demon. That's what you were talking about.
Yes, they are the ones that made him. But they also make other Kiss figures too.
Oh my goodness. So I have a real bad habit of being depressed and putting shit on a firm that I probably shouldn't buy, but I do it anyway.
Hell yeah.
So I completed my, for the most part, still need a snow trooper and something else from Empire. I don't remember. But I have my Empire shit set up, so that's cool. I got Bossk, I got all the whatchamacallit, Bounty Hunters. I have my custom hit bashed IG-88. I got Mara Jade, but I think that bitch fell over. I haven't fixed her. No, there was a point where Lando decided, yep, I'm gonna give Han a back hug. So Han was doing the Michael Jackson lean into C-3PO, and Lando was like head on his shoulders, like they were a couple. I was like, God damn it, Lando.
Eating his neck, just getting real frisky in that case.
Right. Really whispering sweet nothings in Han Solo's ear. I got the new Book of Boba Fett Mando from Black Series,
okay,
which is fucking dope. And he replaced my Mafex Mando as my shelf Mando. I can't sell my Mafex Mando because, so with the Mafex one, Grogu comes with his pram, right?
Right.
I think. Oh no, he doesn't. I lied. So there's a flame effect that doesn't attach to his wrist that comes out of his flamethrower, which I don't know how he doesn't catch on fire, but anyway, that's the point.
Logic.
Right. But the flame is supposed to attach to a stand, a plastic stick, basically.
Hmm.
And it's a stand, and then you angle it so the figure, it looks like he's shooting flames and cool pictures and poses and all that jazz. Well, I had Marvel Legends Doctor Strange sitting on it like he was levitating.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor Strange decided, fuck your couch, fell off the top shelf, killed Gwen Stacy, and broke the plastic stick. I was like, lovely.
Oh,
so, I don't hate Mafex Mando. He's actually really good, but that other one, like, he's just the Black Series one is just beefier. Like, you know how Mando looks kind of beefy?
Yeah.
Bulky. And since he gets his Beskar armor,
yeah,
and the helmet's the perfect size, because apparently I'm a stickler for detail.
Not you.
I also got... No, never. I also got the Return of the Jedi Darth Vader on the retro card. Which there's a whole fucking saga about that. And R2, okay? So okay. I bought these bitches. Bought these bitches off Big Bad Toy Store, right? I bought two Darth Vaders and an R2-D2.
Okay.
First Darth Vader shows up, package is all fucking mangled.
Oh.
Pissed. Right. Because I was going to buy one to open and buy one to keep in box. Because I'm a lunatic. And these fucking figures are like $35. Anyway. So, Darth Vader number 2 and R2 are supposed to be here. And they're in fucking... I don't remember. But DHL, it was supposed to deliver them. They lost my fucking package.
No.
And I was like, Big Bad, what the fuck? Because R2 sold out and Darth Vader sold out.
Yeah.
So I was like, Big Bad, what the fuck? And then they're like, well, it's not, we can't really do anything. We can refund your money. And I was like, you know, fucking H1N1. So they refund my money. So I had to find R2 on Amazon. So R2's a whole new mold, which isn't bad. I don't care. I was going to open R2 anyway. But yeah, so he comes with all his little accessories and he's the right height. So my Star Wars shelf is pretty legit right now.
Yeah.
I have my custom Bespin Luke, which I've sent you pictures of before. So it looks more like it. So it's got the Bespin torso.
Yeah.
His upper body, and the lower body is the Dagobah Luke. I think we've covered this before, but I'm just going to tell the recipe anyway. Dagobah Luke with the Yoda 2-pack legs, but with all the mud stuff acetoned off.
Mm-hmm.
So my Star Wars shelf looks legit. I'm pretty proud of it.
Hell yeah.
What else did I get? I got Mezco Robin. I got Mezco... Who the fuck else? Green Goblin, Spider-Man, Doctor Doom.
Nice.
Gotham by Gaslight Batman. Did we cover Mr. Freeze? I don't know if we covered Mr. Freeze, but I got Mr. Freeze too. Oh. I got the Crow from Mezco. Alien, Predator. I got Battle Damage RoboCop from the first one from Mafex. I got a shit ton of Marvel Legends. I got SH Figuarts Darth Vader from Obi-Wan, which is pretty fucking legit.
Hell yeah. Does it come with a head where it's like Anakin's face showing?
Beat up, yep.
Hell yeah.
And it comes with a damaged chest box, his poop buttons.
His poop
buttons. Because Robot Chicken is a canon in my head. Anyway. also... In other news, so this is a first, well, not a first, but this is a rare occurrence on this fucking podcast. Zach bought wrestling action figures.
Hell yeah. What'd you get?
So, my brother for Christmas got me CM Karen, the ultimate or unrivaled one.
Oh, CM Punk.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still in box, but I like it. I could probably get rid of a Walmart exclusive one, but keep both of them. And then, so I pre-ordered this a while ago, but I think I sent you a picture. Maybe not, but I got the WrestleMania 10 Razor Ramon Shawn Michaels 2-pack.
Yes.
Nice. Amazon exclusive. Yeah. Razor's face looks weird. Just throwing it out there. and then also my dad finished my SummerSlam 95 custom Razor, which is the ultimate one, but I bought water decals off of a website that costume, mm-hmm. or that attire, and my dad put them on and changed the elbow pads and all that stuff, gave Razor shiny hair, so that's pretty fucking legit.
Yeah,
there's so
awesome.
Many figures that I have. I should show you a picture. I should send you a picture. I've been on a G.I. Joe kick for whatever fucking reason. So I bought a 3-pack that was $90 that I only wanted one figure for. And that was Baroness, because now she's got butterfly joints, came with two alternate heads, two pairs of glasses, two Uzis, two knives, and she's in red and black instead of all black. And then also, unrelated but Transformers related, I got a custom painted 3D printed, well, I haven't gotten it yet, but I'll get it, Megatron for her to have, so I can have a Hasbro villain holding another Hasbro villain. So yeah, that'll be pretty dope. Also, I got Creature from the Black Lagoon from NECA, still in box, because I love Creature from the Black Lagoon. There's lots of Marvel Legends that I've bought. I got two Matt Murdocks from No Way Home. I got the final swing suit for Tom Holland. They're all in box because I'm lazy and depressed and sad things. So there's a retro line for Marvel, but they're like 3¾-inch, like Star Wars figures.
Okay.
Probably seen them. They run like $10. I bought Sentinels. So like the X-Men arcade game, they're only 5 points of articulation, so legs, shoulders, heads. But they remind me of the X-Men arcade game because the Sentinels in that game are like human size. So I was like, oh, if they're a little taller than the X-Men, fuck it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I bought two of those. I bought the Marvel Legends Iron... fuck is he called? Oh, Hydra Buster. Or Hydra Stomper? Anyway, the alternate version of Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
As Peggy, whatever. I don't know. It's from What If. What else did I get? I got Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends Spider-Man off eBay for $40. $60. I don't remember. Spent way too much goddamn money. This is why we don't do the show, because I sit here and go, oh yeah, I got that and that and that and that. More Marvel Legends. Yep. We got Black Widow, the new Black Widow with butterfly joints and an ab crunch, and then also another and a diaphragm ball joint so she can move. I got the new Hawkeye that's classic. I bought a set that I didn't need, but bought it anyway. So now I have Mockingbird and West Coast Avengers and Power Man, Luke Cage. I finally got around to putting my cloth cape that I bought ages ago for Doctor Strange on Doctor Strange. So that's pretty cool. What else? Anything else? I don't think I added anyone to the villain shelf at the moment. I also got Magneto in Mafex, Storm in Mafex. I got Jean. Fuck else did I get? I got Astonishing Cyclops. Jesus. I went on a Superman customizing tear. So I bought Mezco figures and started customizing them. So I've got like Superman in his classic like light blue and reds, right? Mm-hmm. And then I've got the Max Fletcher Superman with the black S, all that jazz from the 40s. I bought the BVS, not BVS, Snyder Cut Mezco Batman from the 3-pack that came with Flash, Superman, and Batman. Mm-hmm. But I just bought the Batman. So, yeah. Lots of stuff. Also, I'm a crazy person and bought a third Batmobile.
Oh, really?
For my Keaton Batman.
Hell yeah.
And then I got an upgrade for that Batmobile where the canopy is more accurate to the movie.
Yeah.
Because the one that's on it right now is too thick, because it doesn't have that menace thing. Like, if you look at it straight on, it looks like it's glaring at you. Right. And then also that upgrade comes with the gas caps that McFarlane did put on it. So, yeah. Oh, speaking of Batman, I got Battinson, too, from Mafex, so that's cool.
How'd that turn out?
Pretty good.
Hell yeah.
He's a little too pale,
he's
but
pretty
that's
pale
all
in the
right.
movie.
Yeah.
Probably like
Looking him
Seamus
up.
pale
Oh.
though, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's almost like he's white, white.
No, oh, it's like milk.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't think that's right. But anyway,
I don't like it.
They might have just been like, fucking. They were like, oh, Twilight. We'll just make him that color. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Twilight jokes aside. I want to go see, speaking of Robert Pattinson, there's going to be a new movie with him from the director of Parasite. I know you're not a movie nerd like I am, but I want to go see it.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about, but I'm like, ooh, that's cool. So many things. I put a down payment on my brother's 1990s Mutant Ninja Turtles NECA action figures. All four of them, because he went to Walmart and found the two packs. So he has the two packs upstairs.
Nice.
So I get four of them. The four movie turtles. What else did I get? Did I tell you about the NECA box set for the Eastman and Laird turtles?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, so there's a NECA four pack where they all have red bandanas and it looks like the Mirage comics.
Okay.
I bought that. Oh my god, what else? I talked about Spider-Man and Green Goblin. That might cover it. I don't know. Probably missing something that I don't remember buying. But it's quite a haul because I'm a goddamn crazy person.
Yeah, it's been a minute too. So
yeah.
No worries.
There was
that.
A lot.
There was a lot.
There was, oh. I forgot. And then there's Bruce Banner from the Infinity Stone Saga. But I bought him because, not because it's Mark Ruffalo, just to have a thug in a suit. So, even though I haven't done figure photography in a hot ass minute.
Hot ass.
Oh, I forgot. I bought a Hasbro Pulse exclusive fucking two pack of Deadpool and Bob the Hydra agent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And also I have two other, oh, I forgot, Wolverine's new too. So X-Men 97 is coming out, right?
Yeah.
So they release figures. Well, I bought three of the Wolverines.
It all comes full circle.
I'm a psychopath.
Gotta go with Wolverines.
Right. I have so many, dude. You have no fucking idea.
Who do you have more of, Wolverine or Wolverine?
Wolverine, by far.
What about Batman?
Batman probably it's probably up there with Wolverine.
Oh, okay. How many Batmans and Wolverines do you think you got?
I have at least 20 of each.
Okay.
At least.
How about Boba Fett's? 8? 10.
I have 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
9. Yeah, I have about 10.
Okay.
Because I have 2 Mafex. I have 3 of the vintage card ones. I have duplicates of all 3 of them. So I have the Kenner colors, the droids colors, and then the OG Return of the Jedi one that they released.
Right.
But I got all 3 of those. And then I have 2 deluxe Boba Fetts. Because I think I bought all 3 of those. Because I bought 2 for me and 1 for you.
Yes.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got that one. And then I got the Return of the Jedi Mafex and the Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett from Mafex also. But yeah, a little bit of customizing I did on the 97 Wolverine. I put arm hair on him because they sculpted the arm hair on. But what you do is you dry brush like black mixed with flesh tone,
okay.
And then just kind of wipe it away so it looks like he has hair. And then also I put This is gonna sound really stupid, and you're gonna be like, "You're such a fucking nerd." So in the 90s series,
yeah,
this is like me going on about Transformers, right?
Yeah,
or you going on about Transformers?
Yeah,
but anyway, Wolverine in the 90s series and Jim Lee's run, which everyone just jerks their cocks over, he's got an X on his belt buckle.
Okay,
and then. Which is, oh, I'm a part of the X-Men, whatever. So if you ever see Wolverine in yellow and blue, it's usually with the X on his belt buckle. But I just have a gold belt buckle that I cut off one of my other Wolverines that I've torn apart. And, you know, I'm like Sid over here just tearing apart action figures, but he's just got a gold belt buckle that's not, doesn't have an X, because I don't know. Like, Wolverine's a loner.
Yeah. You're not creating, even though he's like,
on an X-Men team. No, I'm not making monsters.
Yeah, yeah. You're not creating monstrosities like Sid would, though. You're making, like, cooler Wolverine figures.
Right. Anything else that I did? Oh, I got Vision.
Nice.
I got classic comic Vision. And then I got a cloth cape for him. I also bought another fucking Scarlet Witch, which I didn't need to, but I was like, oh, I want the pink tights. I don't want her to be all metallic looking.
I need it.
Yeah, I need it. So I bought it. Hell on a firm.
On a firm. The law firm.
Let me see. What else? Oh, I got the X-Men 97 Magneto also. His body is being currently used on my display, even though he has a plastic cape, which bugs me, but I don't know, it just looks better.
Yeah.
There was another 97 figure I bought. Don't remember. Oh, Gambit and Rogue. But yeah, so that's pretty much a rundown of things that I got. Oh, I went to Chicago. This is completely unrelated, not toy news at all, but went to Chicago and went to the Medieval Torture Museum.
Yeah.
Super cool. And I found out a whole bunch of different ways people used to kill each other, so that was cool.
I imagine.
And it was kind of my old stomping grounds because it was where I went to college. Well, not the torture museum, but
I went to interesting college.
Right. I went to the American Academy of Art there on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
But we stopped by a comic book store because of course we did. Giant fucking nerds. But I picked up reprints or facsimile reprints. So facsimile reprints are basically reprints that reprint everything from that original book. So I got Giant Size X-Men number 1, which is the first appearance of Storm, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Thunderbird, Wolverine's second appearance, because he technically appears as a Hulk villain first in 180 and 181. I got Days of Future Past, 141 and 142 for X-Men, and then I got Claremont Miller Wolverine issue number 1 for the 4-issue limited series. And I think that's going to do it, because and Snake Eyes from Mezco. That's it. I'm done.
The amount of technical issues we've been having. You're like, I can't do it anymore. I can't take it.
Fucking life. And also me just babbling on and on and on. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
It's all good.
They don't want to hear this bullshit.
Sure they do.
Sure they do. Let us know if you want to hear this bullshit.
If not, so. We're going to talk about it anyway.
Wah, Buffett.
Wah, Buffett. I haven't thought about that in forever. All right. Then in that case, you want to get into your plugs there, Zach?
Okay. So it's the same old, same old. Noir 1930 on Instagram and Twitter. Let me know if you like hearing me babbling about dumb shit that I do with toys. Yeah. So. Those are my plugs. Also, we just we're going to be dropping a new episode of Animations Anonymous for all you people. I heard a cat talk.
Yeah, that's Sissy. She's like, why aren't we in bed right now?
Why are you awake?
Why are we awake?
So, but yeah, we're going to drop that soon.
Hell yeah.
Or whenever Greg edits it. And hopefully we'll be back next month.
Hopefully.
We say that a lot, but, you know, shit happens, guys.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, Moondog Murray, Facebook and Instagram, Moondog Greg Murray. And you can definitely check us out on all your favorite listening apps, as well as YouTube and the Twitch channel, which we're a lot more active on the Twitch with the streaming and such. And other than that, we're going to be seeing you all in the future.
Bye.
Goodbye.